This is the Yorkville Public Library special meeting. That's December 30th, 2019, 6 p.m. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Brundage is absent. Chacon, absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis, absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez is absent. And Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. So there are no visitors. No public comment, staff comment, new business, approved revised quote for digital sign Frost Electric. Okay.
One side, October 22nd is the original quote, and the December 17th is the revised quote for a difference of $700.
And to explain what happened here is when we got the proposal of what they were going to do and how they were going to repair the driveway, I sent that description over to Eric Deuce because we're exposing a water main. And I said, do you have any problems with what they're going to do? And he came back and said, no, you cannot use coal patch unless we withhold money and have them come back in the spring and repair it with regular hot patch. Or they pour an eight-inch pad of concrete over the two-by-two hole that they're going to dig. Mm-hmm. So that's where this came from.
So there's going to be a spot of concrete in the middle of the asphalt?
There's going to be a spot of concrete in the middle of the asphalt. No way around it. Because they don't want to come. They don't want to have, 30% or whatever we decided to hold back, to have them come back in the spring and fix it with asphalt.
And the reason they need the pit right there?
I would imagine it's because when they do the bore, they want to make sure they miss the water main that runs under the concrete or runs under the driveway. Yep. Had I realized, looking back on this thing, when we originally approved it, if we realized everything that was in the way, I would have probably suggested we move the sign to the other side of the driveway.
Yeah.
I think it's more visible where it's at. So.
It is more visible, but you still got good visibility over on the other side. But, looking at it going, well, this is where the sign was, we'll just put the sign back where it was, not realizing that there would be all this electrical problem.
So the issue right now is this is one from it's the pink line that he's going to do, right?
Right.
Okay. And then he's got two pits. Is that what you're
apparently he's digging a pit in the grass.
Yeah.
And then he's digging a pit in the driveway.
To make sure he's not hitting any of the
crossings.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So he's crossing the electric line that runs. I'm not sure exactly where it runs, but this is all Julie stuff. Mm-hmm. But there is a line that runs out of our building, whether it's the new building or this building, that feeds the sign for Beecher Center. Mm-hmm. So we're supplying power to the Beecher Center sign.
So this is just because of the changes of the two pits that we have to.
This is the change to the one pit where they got to repair the driveway after they dig it up.
One. Okay,
yeah.
So this pit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be concrete in the asphalt.
So there'll be a 2x2 foot square of concrete that's 8 inches thick in the driveway, which shouldn't be an issue.
The only thing I'm thinking of is settling. If the concrete settles at a different rate than the asphalt.
They're going to
bring the concrete flush with the asphalt.
Yeah, they'll bring it up flush with the asphalt.
So that's a little bit low.
Yeah.
Does that mean later we'll have to go back and make this better? Is that what that means? That, I guess in a year?
Probably at some point we may have to resurface the whole driveway.
Right, exactly.
And they would dig up the driveway, they would dig a piece of that up and then pour asphalt over the top of the pit.
Yeah. And there's no option for us to pull power from City Hall?
No. He said it would. I asked Eric that as well, and he said it would be at least as expensive, if not more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole basement of the City Hall is all built out.
Yeah.
So there would be, you know, if it was open, then yeah, there'd probably be a way to go to City Hall, but it's all built out mostly for the building department and the police department. So our only solution is to come into this building. Or pick up the sign and move it to the other side of the road.
Get it out there. We want to see it up and running.
Yes, we do.
I know the friends are very upset, and so I'm planning on going to their board meeting.
Upset about,
why are they upset? The sign not being functional to promote the mini golf tournament.
But we don't have control over.
So, I mean, I will go and explain the situation to them at their board meeting, which is the morning of our board meeting on the 13th. And my goal is to try to get this up at least a week or two before the tournament.
Right.
Which would give ample, time to promote it.
So the electrician knows as soon as this is approved that he sees that while we start scheduling us, which should be, we hope, after the first of the year.
Okay.
Depending on weather.
Well, we hope it's after the first of the year.
So far, I mean, looking at the forecast, I mean, 40s.
As long as it's not wet, rain, or snow, they can bore.
Yeah, we're still in a dry spot.
Even after today. Tomorrow goes back to the 40s.
At least we're not having what they have up north and out east.
I know.
I'll make a recommendation, a motion that we approve the change to this quote, and for $6,950, and we have a second.
Thanks.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Kedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Brundage?
Yes.
So, hopefully the weather is great for me here, though.
Yes. And I'll talk to Thursday. I do know if I haven't heard back from them.
Well, then you just go to
Great. All right, so there's no need to go into executive session, so I make the motion that we do.
A second.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the last.